This is Srinivas Rao, the host of the Vistage podcast series. Today, I'm speaking with Peter DeGregory from Vertical Advisors. Peter's a CPA and accountant, and he specializes in working with privately held business owners on accounting, taxation, and business strategy. Today, we'll be chatting briefly about accounting and taxation mistakes that smart CEOs make. Peter, thanks so much for taking the time to join us and share some of your insights with the Vistage listeners.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Srini.
So, Peter, you're a CPA. Tell us about your thoughts on the importance of good accounting information to run a business.
Yeah, very important. So, Srini, as you know, as a business owner yourself and the Vistage community, is generally Vistage members are not accountants. They're either very, very good technicians at their product or their service, or they started their business because they were very good in sales. I have yet to meet business owners that were accountants. So what that means is that business owners tend to just kind of blow off accounting. And business owners need to make sure that their business is running correctly. So it's very similar to like playing golf. I get out to the golf course not that often. I know that I'm not going to play well, but I still take my score of the golf game just to see how I am playing. And financial statements are very similar. Accounting is very similar. What I mean by that is every business owner should have a solid, well-operating accounting software package, whether it's QuickBooks on the small end or something more robust as they get bigger. And they need to spend at least 15 to 30 minutes a month reviewing financial information. And that would be, at the very least, a balance sheet, accounts receivable, accounts payable, income statement, and cash flow. And the reason why that these are important is because the business owner is going to have a certain sense or a certain assumption of how the business is running. But the following month, the business owner should review these financial statements to make sure that the business is operating correctly, meeting budgets, and if not, to take immediate action and allocate the right resources to change things around before it's too late. Many business owners will look at things 3 months, 6 months, or even 12 months after the month has happened, and then it's going to be too late to turn things around. So that's why financial statement information and accounting is very important for business owners to run their business well.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this, Peter. I mean, what are the consequences of neglecting something like this that business owners face if they don't take this seriously?
Sure. You're going to see, you know, a typical business owner focusing on just revenue or how much cash is in the bank. The problem is when you focus on just those two items, you could have a lot of money in the bank but not knowledgeable about how many bills you have to pay, and maybe your bills far exceed your cash reserves that you have. Or if you're focused just on sales and you're not looking at any of the other numbers, you might see that your gross profit margin has dropped if you review your financials. You might see how your overhead is significantly increased. You might see that your bad debt is on a rise because your salespeople have been pushing to make sales to meet your sales forecast, but they're actually making sales to people that are not creditworthy. All these things would be noticed if you review the certain reports monthly, and you can make some quick changes within your business. Mm-hmm.
So, go ahead.
I'm going to say, Srini, the other important thing is you need these financial statements to make sure that you have a fluid relationship with your banks, that you have this information readily available if you're going to do any estate planning, and also for buy-sell agreements with your partners, business partners.
Well, I think that makes a perfect transition to our next question, which is, you know, we've talked a bit about internal accounting and why that's important, and I'd imagine that also plays a role in a person's tax strategy. So talk to us about the importance of an individual's tax strategies.
Yes. So in my presentation, and actually when I speak with a lot of business owners, I tell them they need to have two sets of books. And immediately what they think about is they think maybe about Al Capone having two sets of books, one that he would report to, you know, the federal agents, and one that he didn't want anyone to know about. And I'm not talking about those sets of books. I'm talking about a set of books that is on accrual basis or GAAP, which should support your accounting and financial statements. And then you're going to have a set of books that's going to be based on tax law and tax strategy. Two completely different types of set of books. For example, certain items for tax can have accelerated deductions like depreciation. So if you buy, let's say, a machinery for $500,000, depending on what year that you bought it, the machinery is going to be depreciated over 7 years, and that's going to affect the depreciation expense on your books. But for taxes, it's highly likely that the business owner is going to want to take a full deduction for it in the year that it was purchased, even if it wasn't fully paid off at that time, to reduce taxes. So tax accounting is really utilizing tax law to minimize taxes as much as possible in accordance with law. So there's book to tax differences, and that's why one needs two sets of books. The other challenge is that tax laws are changing, and we're actually coming up with a big change in tax law right now. The Bush tax cuts are planned to get reset or expired at the end of this year. And then we have some other new laws that are coming into effect because governments are trying to balance their own deficits.
Excellent. Well, Peter, we've talked about both internal accounting and taxes, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on what current challenges that you've seen business owners face.
Sure. There's a lot of them right now, and in no certain order, Srini, is what we're seeing is we're seeing IRS state and local audits are up like 500%. And it's not a shock, but governmental agencies are broke. And these governmental agencies are going out and have increased audits, turning over as many stones as possible to try and find more money to fill up their coffers. So it's really putting a lot more burdens on the business owners. Hopefully, the business owners have hired a reputable, qualified CPA firm and that they took certain procedures and internal quality control procedures to make sure that the tax returns were prepared in accordance with law. But we're seeing a lot of them where the CPA did not do what they should have done, and there's unfortunate changes that are occurring, and at this point in time, business owners are looking at making a change. The other thing is the economy. The economy is in a state of flux. Hopefully, it's going to turn around depending on what newspaper you're reading, what day. The economy is challenging. So, with the economy being challenging, business owners really need to review their financial statements, review their taxes, since taxes can be one of their highest fixed costs. And take those items into consideration before expansions or contractions, before going into other states and complicating matters with additional state taxes. And another big one right now is the Affordable Care Act, which a lot of people call Obamacare. That's really slated to hit for 2013, and unless it's repealed or significantly changed, it's going to cause a lot of changes with taxes. You're going to see increases in taxes with compensation, mainly specific to Medicare. You're going to see an increase in taxes on investment income. So all I want to remind all of the Vistage members and business owners are is that, yes, running a business is already challenging enough, but it's fun. And they need to make sure that they have the proper internal accountants and external accountants and the proper leverage and resources to make sure that they can review certain documents each month so that they can make changes as necessary to run their business better and to make sure that they have a proactive and strategic outside tax and legal team to make sure that they're in the right position that they would want to be if they were qualified in those areas.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you one other question, Peter. One of the very first things you said when we brought up challenges is you mentioned audits and government agencies really getting stringent about it, and because their coffers are basically getting empty. What are some tactical things people can do to avoid audits?
Well, there are certain triggers for audits. So certain industries get triggered for audits. Some are getting triggered for audits right now for 2010, but maybe 2 years ago they weren't getting triggered. So we're seeing the financial institution, financial service industry getting triggered for audits like mortgage brokers, mortgage bankers. We're seeing triggers for audits for when income is changed significantly. So we've had clients that have had $1.5 million of taxable income that dropped down to $300,000. And even though we know that there was a recession, the IRS is auditing it to make sure that that significant reduction in income is reported correctly. Other items that we're seeing is companies that have a big bad debt expense are getting audited. So there's different trigger points at different years under different administrations that cause audits. And there's always random audits. But what one needs to do is make sure that they have a good accounting software package, that they have the proper documentation that is hopefully saved electronically for at least, I tell my clients to save it for 6 years. And to make sure that their CPA that's preparing the tax returns has documents that show how they got from the financial statements to the tax return, and if there's any aggressive tax positions or tax deductions, that the business owner understands and agrees with the positions that are taken rather than just signing the returns.
Excellent. Well, Peter, thanks so much for taking the time to join us and share some of your insights with our Vistage listeners. Can you tell us a little bit more about where we can find more information on all of the things that you've talked about?
Sure. I think a good starting point would be go to our website at www.verticaladvisors.com. We have a monthly newsletter that is out that talks about a lot of hot topics. And the last piece is I just really suggest that all the listeners, all the Vistage members, really take the time to sit down with their CPA and understand, is this CPA the right person for me? And do I understand enough to feel confident about my numbers with my business and my tax returns with my business?
Well, Peter, this has been absolutely fantastic and incredibly insightful. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. And for those of you listening, this has been Srinivas Rao, the host of the Vistage podcast series. And until next time, good luck with your business.